skilled, fierce, rugged, the Red Guards of Hammerfell. So far, this series has mainly been focused on the various elvish and bestial races of Tamriel, and lacking in human history. We've discussed the empires of the Imperials in Cyrodiil, and mentioned the Nords of Skyrim here and there, but the Red Guards in Hammerfell have their own history, filled with strife and triumphs. In this video, we'll go over the Red Guards' early history as they're forced to flee their homeland, and their various trials as strangers in a strange land. The Red Guards originally hailed from a small continent to the west of Tamriel known as Yokuda. Not much is known about Yokuda, although some myths state that it was once part of Tamriel before breaking off during the Dawn Era. Supposedly, during the early parts of Yokudan history, there was a 1,000-year-long war between the human Yokudans and the left-handed elves that were also inhabiting the continent. Modern Red Guards never speak of the left-handed elves aside from passing curses, but the war was apparently fought to a standstill until the gods of the Yokudans assisted them, allowing them to defeat the elves. The Yokudans are likely responsible for the extinction of the left-handed elves. Following the war, the Yokudans spread across their continent and developed a vast and wealthy empire under the rule of a single emperor. This concept was eventually overthrown, however, during the early centuries of the First Era, and Yokuda descended into a period of continuous civil war, as lords, warriors, and brigands battled for control of land. Prior to this point in their history, most Yokudans were artisans, poets, and scholars, but the years of constant battling forced many of them to turn to the ways of the sword. The Yokudans became a people proficient in war, and developed mastery of techniques known as sword singing. Special swords were forged, imbued with magic, and masterful sword singers devoted their lives to developing their bodies and minds in tune with their swords. The greatest sword singers, known as the Ansei, could manifest a magical sword out of thin air through sheer force of will. Some Yokudans trained their whole lives without being able to do this, while others could do it from a young age with little training. Depending on the power and mastery of the sword singer, however, this sword may be useless as an actual weapon, or could be a weapon powerful enough to cut down foes like a scythe through wheat. The Yokudans' culture of war and appreciation of the sword heavily influenced the years to come, and eventually a military dictator managed to take control over Yokuda, but this wouldn't last long. An effort was made to distinguish sword singers from the rest of the population by only allowing the singers to carry swords. An emperor came into power who wished to eliminate the sword singers, starting a new war in the process. A series of battles took place, as planned by the leader of the singers, so that they could learn their enemy's tactics. A final battle took place at the base of a mountain, where the Emperor's forces outnumbered the singers 30-1, but the singers emerged victorious. Despite their victory, however, they had suffered losses as well, and numbering less than 20,000, the singers decided to leave Yokuda by boat to travel to the continent to the east. They landed in the region known as Hammerfell, and took on the name of Red Guards. Roughly a decade later, Yokuda mysteriously sank into the sea. It's still unknown what exactly occurred on the continent to cause it to sink, but the most common theory states that a rogue group of sword singers that remained behind were masters of stone magic. After this group was supposedly defeated in another war, they took revenge on Yokuda by using forbidden techniques to sink the island. It seems that there are still some island remnants of Yokuda still present to the west of Tamriel, but very little is known about their present state or inhabitants. Hammerfell is a region largely dominated by a massive desert, with fertile coastlands to the east and south, and mountains to the north. In the early First Era, a group of Dwemer from Morrowind broke off from the rest of their people and settled in Hammerfell. According to myth, their leader threw his mighty hammer across the continent and settled where it landed, thus the name Hammerfell. The Dwemer of Hammerfell built some cities in the region, but vanished after a few hundred years along with all the other Dwemer. Roughly a century later, the Swordsingers from Yakuta arrived, with many of them staying on an island off the coast, while the others continued on to Tamriel. The proficient warriors easily conquered the land from the natives present there, both men and elves, as well as repelling two separate goblin invasions. The Redguard's martial prowess and culture of war earned them a long-standing reputation of being barbaric. Over time, the Redguards broke into two social groups, those that wanted to stick to Yakutian traditions and culture, and those that were willing to embrace the new multicultural land of Tamriel. When the Second Empire of Cyrodiil incorporated Hammerfell into the Empire, these two groups became parties of government in order to assist the Empire's administration. When the Empire collapsed, the traditionalists reasserted their power over the others, but a divide would continue to exist between the Red Guards for centuries. This would eventually lead to both sides neglecting the other during times of war. In addition, a bloody civil war between the two groups allowed Hammerfell to be easily conquered by the Septim Dynasty. Under the Septim Empire, Red Guards would branch out across Tamriel, often serving as mercenaries. In the Fourth Era, Hammerfell would get caught up in the Great War between the Third Aldemary Dominion and the Cyrodiilic Empire. The Dominion, looking to wipe out the human-controlled Empire, invaded Hammerfell and Cyrodiil. The Empire was too weak to defend their own land of Cyrodiil, let alone assist the Red Guards, and so the Red Guards were left to fight the combined might of the Dominion themselves. In an effort to end the devastating war, the Emperor signed a treaty that, among other concessions, gave a large part of southern Hammerfell to the Dominion. The Red Guards of Hammerfell refused to accept the terms, and continued fighting the war for another 5 years, until another treaty was signed, forcing the Dominion out of Hammerfell. Many Red Guards are still bitter with the Empire over their weakness and betrayal. Hammerfell is now an independent nation, albeit one recently ravaged by war. Many of the races across Tamriel share a common trait of pride amongst their people, and Red Guards are certainly no different. Red Guards stand out as being the last civilized race to establish themselves on Tamriel, marking themselves as foreigners and forcing them to adapt to a new world. Their proficiency with combat and war has been both a positive and negative factor, allowing them to stand on their own amongst other civilizations, but giving them a negative reputation as well. Red Guards are among the least popular races among fans, and Hammerfell as a region is often overlooked, but they possess a unique and interesting history and culture that is right at home in Tamriel.